Let's make sure your goals never miss a beat. Northwestern Mutual Financial Advisors are expert listeners. They hear what's important to you and help make it happen. It's a better way to money. Let's get started at nm.com. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Cameron Hill is with me from Off the Ball. And on the show tonight, commentary of Shells against Rovers at Talca Park. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one. So a clash of the last two League of Ireland champions. It's, I mean, whatever about the Oscars. This is the showcase event of the weekend, it has to be said. Two absolute stars.
Hamlet played the Prince, though, isn't it? I thought Pats are going to win the league.
Yeah, it is. Although Shelburne have gazumped everyone's expectations, I think the feeling was after last year that, okay, yeah, they've been fine, but everyone else was kind of below par. And I was one of those. I thought that they might revert to the mean and be a mid-table team, but they've recruited incredibly well. Like the Mipo Adebeko, who was very frustrated not to get a goal in the first game at Talca Park, which we remember maybe for a certain lights out more than anything else. But he was in sensational form, as was Sean Boyd last weekend against Waterford. And they've just looked like they've kicked on another level this year. Whatever Damien Duff has said, I think some people, Vinnie Perth said on the League of Ireland pod yesterday that the second title is somewhat easier than the first because, you know, you've got it done, you've got the monkey off your back, and now you have a foundation upon which you can build.
Yeah.
And it certainly feels like that's what they're doing.
Rovers, on the other hand, have had like an awful couple of weeks, really. I mean, it was so glittering, the win away to Malda, and then kind of the prospect of this huge game in the Aviva, a home game for Bowes nonetheless, but still this huge game in the Aviva. They lose that, they get knocked out in Europe, then their game against Cork postponed.
Yeah.
Stephen Bradley just want to kind of get things up and running, won't he?
You would have thought so, but I think it was very much a case that there's certain suggestion that Rovers weren't exactly pushing for that game to go ahead on Sunday last week because they're down a lot of players. It's the same story as last year where I think they had six teenagers on the bench against Malta, but they are really depleted and they haven't really recruited well at all. Like losing Neil Ferrugia, Dara Burns, Johnny Kenny, all going back over across the pond. Like if you don't replace those attacking options, it can look fairly threadbare, your attacking thrust. And tonight will be the night where they want to announce themselves. They're going to Shells. It's a really big encounter. But yeah, it's been very, very disappointing. And I think if Shells continue to kick on, Rovers could find themselves very much part of the peloton by week three, four or five, to be honest.
All right. Well, listen, that game is in Talca Park tonight and live coverage on Off the Ball. I mean, there'll be huge amount of attention next week once the Six Nations back up and running to the kind of three departing players, Keane Healy, Peter O'Mahony and Conor Murray. But 371 caps between them. What I like is Keane Healy made his debut in 2007.
Hmm.
Good God.
I know.
People working in this building, I think, who were barely born.
Against Border Reavers. He made his Leinster debut against Border Reavers, who don't exist anymore.
They went out of business not long after that, I'd say.
Yeah,
I
think after Keane Healy arrived on the scene and they were like Ghirlandaio hanging up his brush because Leonardo da Vinci was so good. But yeah, three absolute titans of the game. I think Peter O'Mahony rolled back the years or showed that he still had it. Like there was a question when he was added to that team against Scotland that, oh, is this right? He's 37 years old. Is this just, are we being a bit nostalgic and feeling he's an old dog for the long road, but maybe he might come unstuck? And no, he was amazing. He was absolutely incredible. I was over in Murrayfield for that. And he even said it afterwards that there's a whole thing in rugby that respect is sort of this quiet stoicism, respect the kicker, maybe polite applause is the extent of it. But Peter O'Mahony, I've never heard a louder chorus of boos when he was coming off, like towards the end of that game, which,
yeah,
in terms of a compliment, he said it was one of the greatest compliments of his career.
I thought it was great. All that rugby shushing thing puts iron in my arse anyway.
Well, there's no greater declaration of respect than a whole fan base hating you.
More booing in rugby, I say. Bring yeah. it on. Listen, very briefly, Gaelic games this weekend. Mayo and Kerry got our man Dublin. That's in the football. Cork and Kilkenny. Kilkenny's game against Limerick was called off last week. It's going to be an emotional day down in Páirc Cuíve after Pat Ryan's brother Ray passed away. But I want to ask you about Limerick and Clare. So this is in the Gaelic grounds. I mean, God, Anna's horriblest so far for Clare.
Yeah, Shane O'Donnell was ruled out yesterday. He had surgery on a shoulder injury. Now, they tend not to sort of unleash O'Donnell until towards the end of the league. I remember his first game last year was the final against Kilkenny, so it mightn't have made much of a difference, but in terms of their All-Ireland title defence, like that's such a huge blow. Hurler of the Year, a key player for them last year, especially against Cork. So that one suddenly becomes very interesting in terms of how to Clare respond to that as the year goes on. Like Limerick are in pretty good nick so far. They came back against Tip last time out, Dermot Byrne scoring 7. He's starting to recapture some of that 2023 form. So like, it's amazing the difference a week makes in hurling land, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. That is on Sunday, as I said, in the Gaelic grounds, Limerick against Clare. Cameron, thanks a million for that. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.